Read up. Souvenir shopping in Africa. Colorful markets and bazaars that sell souvenirs can be found all over Africa. One of the local products you would find at these shops is called kanga, which is a piece of print fabric made of cotton. It is usually about 160 centimeters long and 110 centimeters wide, and can be worn as a skirt or scarf, or used to carry a baby. Another traditional craft is the Rwandan basket. This is a colorful, handmade woven basket made by women and girls in Rwanda. The baskets are a symbol of reconciliation between the Tutsis and Hutus, Rwanda's two main ethnic groups. After the 1994 genocide, widows of both Tutsis and Hutus organized basket weaving groups. The weaving not only helps the women earn money, but also helps them ease the pain they have dealt with. If you like tea, another popular souvenir is rooibos tea produced in South Africa. Since the tea doesn't contain caffeine, everyone, from children to the elderly, can enjoy it both day and night. Tourists can help the local economy by buying food and souvenirs. However, we should avoid buying any products made from ivory and horns because they are illegal to trade. Despite strict government control, a huge number of elephants and rhinos are killed every year by poachers. Ivory is used for products such as furniture, game pieces, and musical instruments, while horns are used to produce Chinese medicine. The poaching business makes a lot of money. The trade is often led by poaching syndicates that use local people in need of money to do the illegal work for them.